Good morning, everybody. The Lord be with you. It's good to welcome you this morning in the absence of the rector. And the rector is having a very short break with his family. And we wish him well. He'll be back in parish, on parish duties tomorrow evening. The service this morning is that which you'll find in the order of service. And we hope that everybody will take as active a part in it as possible. I'm delighted this morning, and you are as well, that Gerald Hill, who's no stranger, because he was organist here for, I don't know how many years, Gerald, about 20? Anyway, very known to all of us. But it's great that he's here in the absence of our regular organist this morning, Dr. McKee. Thank you for stepping in. Good to be with you. And so we worship together. This is the day the Lord has made. And we say together, Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then, once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We say together, we are sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Please stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Amen.
The prayer of the day. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please sit as we listen to the Bible reading.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death which he would glorify by God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me."
Thank you.
I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I wonder, can Hazel hear me this morning? I can't see you. I think you're behind the... There you are. Hazel, that was a marathon this morning, wasn't it? And I heard every single word. And I think everybody else heard every single word. And they have no excuses for not knowing exactly what that was all about this morning. Well done. That was a marathon, and it was finished perfectly. And today is a day we're thinking about marathons. I was up about a half an hour ago after the early morning service, along with two other people, or musicians over there, watching the marathon runners. And what an impressive sight. There are about 10,000 of them, I think, all running around Belfast. And we think of them this morning, and we hope they'll all have a successful outcome, because many of those people in the marathon, they're raising money, and raising money for very good causes. So may God be with them. Now, I was on a marathon during the week. I wasn't running 26 miles. I went 750 miles on a marathon on a train. I went all the way down to Tralee in County Kerry. And somebody said to me, if you go any further, you'll go off the edge of the land and end up in the Atlantic Ocean. Well, I didn't, and I'm back here again. But it's a long way, and I love travelling on trains. But on the way there, I started counting sheep. Now, I wasn't trying to go to sleep. I wasn't bored. But, you know, there are so many sheep and so many lambs in particular in the fields at this time of the year that I couldn't but note them. And then I tried to count some of them. And when I got to 145, 146, I lost track. And I started all over again as I was on the train. No pun intended there, by the way. Just suddenly realised we made one. On that train, going all the way down Ireland. Now, when I got back, I was telling my next door neighbour and her mum and dad about the fact that I'd been on a train and I'd seen many sheep and lambs. And suddenly she rushed away off into the house. And out she came a few moments later and she said to me, this is my lamb. This is Larry. And I said, can I take Larry with me tomorrow? I'm going somewhere. Going to a church. And she wasn't too happy about that. But I said, look, I look after Larry very carefully. So this morning, not only will I pat Larry the lamb, but I'll have to make very sure that Larry the lamb goes back to Bangor in the same way as Larry came here this morning. Now, that was fine. I went back into the house, and about 4 hours later, one of my daughters, Sarah, said to me, Dad, would you stop humming? You're driving me mad. You're humming the same tune all the time, whatever it is. And this is what I was humming, and I realized humming can be very irritating. I want you to listen to this, because I didn't realize, but I was humming this tune for about an hour and a half nonstop. Thank you, Gerald. I only asked him, could he play that about 1 minute before the service began. How many of you know what that is? One, two, three. What is it called? All in an April evening. And Karen over there said to me earlier on, this is not April, this is May. I was humming that some days ago. It was still April at the time. And Karen then said to me after, she said, I'm going to be humming it all day long now because I've got it into my head. Anyway, I was humming away all in an April evening, and I couldn't stop. And maybe some of you will now, about 6 o'clock this evening, you won't thank me for the fact that you're humming the same tune all in an April evening. And of course, it draws attention to sheep and to lambs, and in particular to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk very briefly about two creatures this morning, and they're both in the reading that Hazel read to us earlier on. The first one I've made reference to are already lambs or sheep. When I was rector in Newton Ards, we had a great big stained glass window. And if I wasn't preaching, I was looking straight at this window. And I wasn't counting sheep because I was bored. I was counting sheep because I loved that window. It was called the Good Shepherd window. And that window had an image of Jesus with a lamb in his arms. And a reminder to us that Jesus cares for each one of us. And that is one of the things that's in our reading today. Feed my sheep, Jesus told his followers and his disciples. But there was another one. And I'll give you a clue. Here we are. We'll see if anybody can tell us if you're not sure. And I don't know what you call this person. If you look very carefully at this, if we get it the right way round, and give it a bit of a shake. Can you see anything on that? This is the clue. What's on that? Yeah, I hear the word a fish. And why do you think I'm showing you that this morning? Back to Hazel again. Why am I showing you fish? Because it was in the reading. You remember? Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. And Jesus said to them, well, if you go fishing in faith, you may catch many, many fish. And those fish, in a sense, were meant to, I use a big word here, represent people. So the sheep and the fish were meant to represent people. And what that reading is saying to us today is that we as Christian people have a duty to go out and to care for God's people, to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs. And you know, we're doing that in a whole lot of ways. This morning, some of you are going to stay for coffee when we'll be supporting Asha. And remember, we had four young ladies spoke to us about Asha recently. And one of our own young parishioners was out last year in India. So that's one way in which we can feed God's sheep, by caring for them. We can feed God's sheep also by caring for one another, by caring for the building in which we are worshipping, because this morning some of the money that has been raised is going to be presented at this service. And also, if we think about fish, sometimes we may say, well, I've caught nothing. We may get depressed in church, whatever age we are. We may feel it's very hard to draw people in. It's very hard to get people enthusiastic. What Jesus is saying to us, and he was saying, you remember, to those fishermen, Simon Peter, Andrew, James and John, that if you cast your net out, you'll be very surprised at the outcome. So this morning, lambs and fish. And both of them a reminder to us by Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, that we have opportunities, we have responsibilities, we have duties to go and care for the sheep and also to bring in the fish. And there are so many of them there to be told the good news about Jesus Christ. So thank you for that reading this morning. Thank you for responding. And hopefully, as we go from this place, we'll do our best day by day to ensure that we carry out the instruction of Jesus to go and feed his sheep. Amen. Now, I think next, and I'm not sure whether this is happening this morning, I get a big nod. Good, because the boys and girls are going to sing.
First verse, and I'd like
singers and to those who prepare them so carefully week by week. And this service, I suppose, hopefully it emphasizes that it is for all ages. It's not for young people alone, it's not for more senior people alone, it's for all of us as we worship together as the family of God. And now all of us, we're going to stand because we're going to state our belief in God in the words which you'll find in the order of service. Please stand. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith.
We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the prayers. Let us pray.
For the springtime, for the song of the birds and the hum of the bees, for the beauty of the flowers and the colour of the trees. Father in heaven, we thank thee. Amen. Dear Lord, forgive us for the bad things we have said and done. Help us to be kind again to one another. Give us your spirits that we may live happily together. Amen.
And we pray for the world in which we live. We thank God for the fact that we live in a country which has so much beauty. We thank God for the rest which many are enjoying today. We thank God for families. And we pray that whatever age we may do our best to serve God faithfully day by day. And so we pray to the Lord, Lord, in your mercy. There are people who are not so happy at this time. We think of those who are sick. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, people who care for them in their homes. And if any of you here, and I know some of you have people in hospital at this time, we pray for you that you may feel close to them at this difficult time. And so we pray to the Lord, Lord, in your mercy. There are some people who are sad at this time, and we pray for them on this day. For the Griffith family following the death of Audrey. For the Barton family following the death of Roy. For the Doherty family following the death of Maureen. We pray also for our church warden Linda Wilson and her family following the death of her aunt. For all who are sad and all who are sorrowing, we pray to the Lord, Lord, in your mercy. And so we join together in the words which you'll find on the order of service as we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
want to say a few words, because I know the rector would wish me to do so this morning. You'll notice, in addition to the collection here on the plate, the offerings, that I've been given a number of envelopes. And contained in those envelopes are the details of the amounts raised by organisations represented here to ensure that the roof fund can be met with confidence in the days to come. And our thanks and appreciation go to all the organisations and to those who worked so very hard to raise this money. We encourage one another. We're talking about feeding the sheep. We're talking about going out and finding a great catch. We can encourage one another as we do so. And this morning, as we offer these gifts to God, we thank you and those who helped you to raise this money. And so we offer up our offering together in the words which you'll find on the service sheet this morning. We say, accept, Lord, these our gifts, and use them for your purposes of love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Very often to meet together at the end of a service, not only just to enjoy coffee, but also to meet one another, and that applies this morning. And you'll note that the proceeds today will go to ASHA. This is one of the things that the parish is supporting this coming year. You heard some weeks ago from four young ladies who told us something about ASHA. We've heard about it also from Caroline, one of our own parishioners who's been there, and I hope that we give as generously as we can as we assist this very worthy cause. So please, whether you're in a position to give or not this morning, stay behind anyway at the end. And if you happen to be a visitor on a Sunday when our numbers are down, of course we'd love to have a word with you. I say also, somebody looking around this morning, we may be missing a lot of people, but it's also great to see one or two very, very young parishioners here this morning. And they are as good as gold. Great to see you, and God be with you, and God bless them. Now, during the week, I mentioned coffee this morning. The rector has asked me to draw your attention to the fact that there will be a coffee morning and bring and buy sale. The details are on the Pew News. It's on Thursday morning in Clona and Tony Reid's home, and your support for that would be much appreciated. Also, I've been told this morning about a coffee morning which St. Columba's Railway and Model Club will be organising on Saturday the 1st of June. You have a flyer, put it away somewhere in your diaries and give it your support when the time comes. And the last thing I want to draw attention to, I think, this morning is Christian Aid Week, which is getting very close. If you're in a position to help with that, would you please see the people whose names I believe are on the Pew News this morning, so that again the community may respond as generously and hopefully as effectively as possible to this very worthy cause in our community and world. And so now we come to the concluding hymn, and then we either go on our way or we stop to have coffee at its conclusion. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.